Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, yours truly, Dior, and thank you for tuning in to Be More Poppin' Tea Podcast. Today is Friday, July the 19th, and I told you guys I was coming back with an all-new episode today. And I did tell you guys we will have a co-host, but unfortunately, she will not be with us this week. She will be back with us Friday, July the 26th. So guys, tune into that, and we will also be going Facebook Live on our Facebook page, Be More Poppin' Tea Cast. So check us back July 26th for the live and to meet our new co-host. So today is just something new, something different. I do have a guest with me today. Do you want to introduce yourself? You want to say your name, your Instagram, shout you out?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today? My name is Gregory Pitts. They call me G-Man. My Facebook is Gregory Pitts Jr. This is my first time doing this thing, so it's not like, you know, I do it every day or everything. But my Instagram is G-Man125. If anybody want to follow me or anything, I got a business coming out, Be More Sweets. So looking out for that. And we're going to enjoy the night.
Oh, there you go. We met G. Gregory. He does have a business coming out called Be More Sweets, and he's Be More Sweets. And you guys can check the Instagram page out. You can go to Be More Sweets Instagram page. Check out the upcoming menu, what's new, what's going to be delicious, all the new treats and drinks he will have. So check him out. Actually, we're partnering together, like, it's both our business, and like, we're excited about this. So guys, support us, support all business, support black businesses, but support all business. But guys, yes, this is Be More Poppin' Tea. We're back with a new episode, and you know, we're always 100% real, raw, and uncut. We don't give no fucks, so we just want to get into topic and just, you know, go with the flow. You can check us out, guys, at anchor.fm/BeMorePoppinTea. We're also on Google Podcasts. Just look for Be More Poppin' Tea. And we're also on Spotify. We're on Breaker. We're on Google Play Music and so many more. And if you want to watch us, you can go to facebook.com/BeMorePoppinTea.Johnson. But you can go to the Facebook and search Be More Poppin' Tea Cast. So we're going to go and get into the topic. Our first topic. Me and Greg were just sitting up here talking, and you know, we go way back. This is not like, you know, new friends type things. Like, how long have we known each other? It's been a minute. It's been a good minute.
It's gotta be over 15. I knew what's the name. I don't want to put names out because he's not here today.
Yeah.
Knew him for 19.
Yeah.
So like, it's over 15.
That's crazy. It's so crazy how you. It's crazy that I'm about to say this, but it's crazy how people is still friends for so long, because so many friendships nowadays have been torn apart, and you've known each other for years. Some people knew each other since diapers, and it's like so many fucked up relationships now. And that's why I say it's so weird for me to say it's crazy nowadays for friendships to be fucked up, because it's like, damn, like we had years, like years count, like that's a lot of years. Like, yeah. How do you feel about that? Like,
about growth?
I mean, it's growth.
Say, you know, because a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people can grow up with each other, and a lot of people can grow out of each other too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how friendship, I feel like, gets messed up, because everybody has their own path,
right,
and what they want to do.
Right.
But to keep a friend is just to be true and loyal to each other.
Yeah.
It's like any relationship. I feel like any relationship, mm-hmm, any ship that you on,
right,
you got to boat that together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if y'all not pedaling together, then y'all gonna go in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how I feel like if you got a big bond and that bond is right with each other, then you can always be friends.
Right. I'm sorry, y'all, because when he said big bond, my mind instantly went to big, but something else. But we're going to go back to subject. Yes, forgive me, y'all. Y'all know how I am. Look, it's real. This is the real deal. We don't hold no cut cards. Everything's real. And you got, like, I want to say, honestly, one of, like, the realest people here on this podcast today. So we going to tell you how it is, what it is. If you don't like it, it is what it is. But, yeah, I definitely feel like friendship, like, I feel like if you can get over something and move forward, that's a real friendship. Like,
yeah,
that's real friendship, because it's so hard nowadays to find real friendship. And I'm not even going to say you got to have them years, because not in my situation, but I know people that have met people maybe 4 or 5 months and then they was close as ever. Like, you don't have to really have the years, but that counts.
It counts, yeah.
It definitely counts, because it shows you all the pain, the good times y'all been through, everything. It shows you, like, who was real, who wasn't. It was an eye-opener. So, like Greg said, it's growth. It's growth. And, like, all ships are the same way. I feel like any ship... If you know me, you know my pet peeve as I got older is I hate if people do not communicate.
Oh, man.
I have a big pet peeve with that. Like, I cannot stand when somebody don't know how to communicate. Like, say if, and this has happened to me, I know it happened to you, I know it happened to somebody else out there. Say if you waiting for somebody to come get you, or you waiting for somebody to go out or something, and they tell you they 5-10 minutes away. Now, you know your area of where you live or your location. 5-10 minutes to you is like maybe right 2 blocks down or something like that. It could be, I'm just throwing the time out there, it could be 9:30. They say 5 minutes. Me, the type of person I am, I'm like, oh, okay, it's 9:30. You said 10 minutes. Okay, you should be here 9:40. You said 5 minutes. You should be here 9:35. Yeah. So when you tell me that, and then now it's 9:52 or 10:01, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, right. And then you texting this person, they don't answer, they don't reply back. Or you calling this person, they don't answer. So you get so fucking pissed. Like, and then they just pull up sometimes. Like, I hate that.
Yeah. And see, that's why I don't go with communication no more. I used to. I used to be real big on communication. I communicate with a lot of people.
Right.
But I don't say communication. I say comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can't comprehend, there ain't no way in the world we can communicate.
Right.
Because you ain't going to understand shit I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't have an understanding at this situation. Like, you know what I mean? You sit here talking about, well, I did communicate with you.
Fuck.
Okay. Well, I must didn't comprehend what you told me then.
Right.
Because I don't understand where we at right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I say comprehension now. Right?
It's crazy. Like, you have to compromise, comprehend, communicate. Like, the 3 C's mean a lot. Like, seriously. Yeah. And especially in relationships.
Be honest.
Be honest. That.
You know what I mean? I ain't saying you gotta give the full story or the truth. Just give your truth.
Yeah.
But be honest with it. Can nobody hurt you by you being honest.
Sure.
They might be hurt because you honest.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to respect you more because you was honest. They didn't have to second guess you. Exactly. They didn't have to, you know what I mean? They didn't have to say, oh, you a liar. You going to always lie, this and that. No, they're going to say, yo, only thing I can say about that person, he was always honest.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be honest, man.
I try. And the crazy thing is, like, don't get me wrong. Everybody had told a little white lie or whatever. And you probably still do. But I try to be, at least, honestly, I try to be at least 80, not even 80, 90% honest. I try to be 90% honest with everybody and anything I do nowadays. Because it's like, what's the point of lying? What are you getting out of it? And then especially in a situation talking to a guy, I try to be honest. Like, especially, like, honestly, I have no problem talking to you, somebody in a relationship. We gonna get onto a relationship. So while I'm bringing this up, like, I'm trying to say, give an example, I have no issue of talking to somebody in a relationship or single. And I'm saying that only because nowadays people lie. That's what I'm getting to. My point of lying. people lie so much that you don't know the truth or not. And it's like, me, I'm going to be honest. So you don't have to lie, whether you're in a relationship or not. Because if I want to talk to you, me being me, I'm going to talk to you. And that's just me. And I know it's wrong, but at the same time, I'm just saying, if you honest, or if you didn't know, because niggas lie. Niggas lie. Y'all lie good, but then y'all get sloppy with it. That's where it gets fucked up.
We won't stop with the y'all, because...
Okay,
I ain't part of that. you know what I mean? But
you know.
I feel like a person that lie and don't accept that the fact they are a liar and is not gonna tell a person when you first meet them, let that person know. I'm gonna let you know. I tend to lie. Mm-hmm. I'm that person. But
that's not gonna happen.
A person, like I said, go back to honesty. If a person can't be honest or who they are, then they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have a friend that lied, all that. We were just friends. We wasn't together, none of that.
Do I know that friend?
You might. But, like I told her, you feel me? Go look in the mirror, y'all. Mm-hmm. And then come back and tell me who you are. Because at the end of the day, you still don't know. And if you can't know that, how can you ever be my friend or be with me? Yeah. Can never do that.
Right.
You gotta find yourself, find your happiness, find who you are before you can be in any relationship. Because people say, "Oh, he make me happy, they make me happy." Oh, that's a smidge. Mm-hmm. But you have to be happy with yourself to be in a relationship, to keep a relationship happy.
Look at you.
If you're not happy with yourself, the relationship is not gonna work.
Look at you. y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it from Pastor Greg. He over here preaching something. Like, he's telling the truth, though. But I ain't expecting you to give it to me. Like, I felt that. When they say that, I felt that. I felt that. Yeah, I definitely felt that. I definitely felt that. But, hey, it's the truth. Like, it's no point of lying. You gotta just be straight up. Be honest. Like, it's 2019. You gotta be honest about everything. There's no point in lying. Now, you don't have to.
That trips me. If you say that, it trips me out when people say the year. Oh, it's 2019. I feel like though you should have been did that a long time ago. Don't wait till the year happened and then now I'm this person.
Right. And that's be crazy because that I was doing. Right. Like for New Year's. Like for New Year's, I didn't do all that, you know, 2019 me shit. Now right. I did it 2018, but I'm like, what's the point? Like, if you gonna change, you gonna do that shit for yourself. Right. It ain't gonna be for broadcasting or, you know, for everybody else to see. Like, that's like, it's so much we could talk about, like, going to that. Like, I hate when people post all their shit on social media. Like, their personal shit. Like, if it's business shit, okay, cool. If it's something like, you know, I accomplished something, that's good. But you don't have to post, oh, I just got my period, or I had an abortion, or, oh, this bitch did this, and, like, shit like that. I'd be like, why are these motherfuckers posting?
We're gonna stay on topic, you know what I mean? Because we're talking about relationships and stuff like mm-hmm. that. A lot of people post their relationship things on Facebook, and it's like you bashing a person that you love for everybody else to see.
Yeah.
And then once they say something about them, you get offended.
Yeah.
So why did you talk to everybody?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got a best friend? Talk to your best friend. You got a mother, dad? Talk to them. But at the end of the day, I feel like if you got a problem with your husband, wife, or whatever, go straight to that person and say, look, can we sit and talk? Mm-hmm. We can have wine, we can have dinner, whatever. But we need to get this across, because if you don't understand where I'm coming from, we're not going to have an understanding in what the situation is.
Yeah.
I'm walking around mad all day long. You feel me? Like they say on Facebook, oh, I like a person that still be mad at me and make my dinner and say, what fuck soul do you want? You know what I mean? And then you think to yourself, like, why are you cussing at me? You know what I mean? You don't know because you're not even talking to me. You know what I mean? You're not telling me how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you feel some type of way, don't give it to everybody. Give it to the person you feel it about.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Or her. You know, everybody got a situation. Because nowadays, I feel like men are more submissive now. They getting more feminine now, and the women is getting more masculine.
I was
masculine.
About to say, like, the bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little bitch.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah. And the men and the women getting masculine.
I definitely am a nerd.
I'm like, God damn. Like, what the men used to do, the women doing that. And I'm like, it's turned back and forth. I'm like, shit, I don't know what to do no more. 90 days with their pants hanging off their ass. They all drugged up. They,
oh my gosh.
They feelings all fucked up. Get emotional, want to hit a woman because they're emotional and shit. Like, God damn, what's going on? And a woman more stronger, she out here now. Nowadays, you just see men having cars and this and that. Now you got the women out here got the cars, the businesses and that. I'm like, damn, boss lady.
Yeah. You feel shout out you to can't all say the
that
women.
Yeah, you can't say that to a man no more. More of a man living off the woman now. You feel me? Like, she, he's sitting home, wait for her to get off, but he can get a cigarette.
You definitely have those out here. I don't know, a couple of them, but yeah, they living their best life, but that's crazy.
It's a lot of toxic.
That's relationship goals now.
Yeah, you know that's what I'm saying.
They call like, that relationship
goals. When it comes down to relationship, so many different topics that goes with it. It's like, it's another ending story.
Relationships is so crazy nowadays. Cause that's why I was saying, just like with the line shit, false relationship. You don't know who's lying or not. And then false the side chicks thing. I don't look at that shit like, oh, it's just side chicks. Niggas are side niggas too. Because believe it or not,
and niggas
in a whole
side,
relationship.
Side
oh,
niggas
Lord.
Got side niggas.
Oh, Lord. And people in the relationship, I'm just saying they have sides. Like, like people in a relationship. And then the female have a side and the nigga got a side. Like, so ain't nobody out here. Side, just a side bitch or something. It's side niggas out here too. Everybody got a side. You got two sides, three sides, man. With a biscuit.
But this is my thing with a man though. I think they get a side because of something they feel like they missing, but they really ain't missing shit. Because a woman, if you got a good woman. You got every woman in that one good woman because she's a good one.
But and, guys just want to do
then,
that.
But that good woman shows all different sides. They got the temper. They got the business. They got the support. A woman is a every woman if you got one good one. You know what I'm saying? And but I feel as though if you more focused on taking care of your responsibility in a relationship, you won't have to worry about another woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If everybody is putting together as a partnership, look at your relationship as a partnership. Baby, you don't feel good today? All right, I'm a good brother today. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to do this today. Pick up what you left off. You ain't going to never have time to do anything else with nobody because you worrying about picking up for your woman or she worrying about picking up for you. Right. Where you let, she pick up. Where she let, you pick up.
Right.
You ain't got time for shit else. You know what I mean? Build with your woman. Let your woman know that she's secure. Because you got to secure your woman.
I told you, Pastor Greg. I ain't say that for nothing.
A woman got to be secure. I had a conversation with my cousin one time. And he didn't understand the fact that he was liking women pictures on Instagram, Facebook, and everything. Mm-hmm. And when he was liking the pictures and everything, it was women that were slender. And big butts, this and that. Now his woman is on the big side. I try and disrespect big women. We love y'all.
So you love BBW.
But she on the big side.
It's like you want to soft and dry and eat some nachos. But go
so,
ahead.
I asked him, I said, yo, did you ever think about her? Like, why, what's the big reason why she feel this way?
Uh-huh.
She said, man, it's Facebook, entertainment. I ain't looking at the women like that. I just like the picture. You're supposed to do that. All right, but you still ain't asked my question. Did you ever think about her? So he calls her over. She comes over. We had a big discussion. And I asked, I said, well, why don't you go deep in your heart and tell him how you really feel?
Mm-hmm.
She started attacking him. I don't like when you do this and that. Said, don't attack. You're attacking because you're angry. You're attacking because you feel hurt. Mm-hmm. Let know how you really feel. She said, well, I'm insecure because I'm big and he liking these skinny and big butt women and I don't have that and I feel as though he gonna leave me for them. And if I say, you gotta make your woman feel secure. So, now that you know this, what you gonna do? You feel me?
But then it's like, you can be secure, you can have everything. It's just something that people do. They just cheat.
Yeah, but he didn't cheat.
Well, I mean,
but for what I know, he don't lie to me. I'm a cousin. I'm a man. So you know what I mean? I ain't go back to his woman and tell him.
But what if she listens to this? Because I'm going to post this on your page. Like, I'm going to share it to you guys.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to tag him in it. He gave out his Instagram and his profile to his Facebook. So you guys already know his information in the beginning. So if you jump back. But I'm just saying, like, look at, like, they said Beyonce. Look at Beyonce. Jay-Z cheating on her with a Becky.
I didn't even know that.
Becky with the good hair. She had good hair. Like, I don't want to be rude and offensive, guys. I call my hair, and it's me. Me, myself, calling my hair. I call my hair slavery hair. Because my hair is so thick. Like, it only looks good when I perm it.
I call that queen.
I mean, it is. It is.
I love my Nubian queen. I love
yes.
Black queen.
Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Yes. This melanin is always popping. Shout out to all the black girls. Yeah. Melanin popping. Aha, we got melanin. But no, seriously. But yeah, like, my head is thick as hell. But he cheated on her. And Beyonce hair long. Her hair long. She got everything. She looks nice. She got everything. But I just feel like you just gonna do it if you want to, regardless. That's how I really feel.
A man,
whether you male
man,
or
men,
female.
A lot of men, not saying all, a lot of men are weak with sin. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had a past that they can't let go.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some people will still do it just to see if they have it. Mm-hmm. You know, they still got it. You feel what I'm saying? Or the relationship could have got born. You know what I mean? It's a lot that can go with it. I feel as though the strongest person is a person that never changed how they feel or what they do in a relationship. If you was that person in the beginning, be that person at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the strength. That's the strength in that. And when a woman can see that from you, you don't never know what you can bring out of a woman. Women got so many layers.
We do.
Layers. They got layers of love. They got layers of
everything. We do.
You know what I mean? So the more you show, the more they show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're not going to show, they're going to show something negative. And niggas can't take that shit. Niggas can't take that shit. What they do to a woman, they can't take that shit back. I don't know. You hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, yes. I know
y'all
that.
Some strong beings, man.
Yeah.
Like I say, you can't give a man a period. We a cry. Can't give a man a pregnant. You can't give a man pregnant. We can't take that shit. So, a woman, to me, is the first teachers of the world. Y'all brought life to this world. You feel me? And I can never, or no other man can never feel the bond between a woman and a child, because you got something growing inside you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I see strength in that. I see power, strength. I see spiritual. I see soul. I see everything in that, because it takes so much for that. And then you got to think about, once you have that child, a mother has so much worry in their mind. They worry about the kid, what they going to eat, where they going to live, security, them securing themselves, who going to help them, how can they help this. They think about and worry about so much. Y'all tie yourself. Then y'all gotta deal with the man too. No, he's supposed to pick y'all up. He's supposed to make you feel better. So when you come home, he's supposed to rub your feet and say, you know what, I know you had a long day, especially inside your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Once you get that understanding with a woman, ain't nothing a woman ain't gonna do for you. Ain't nothing a woman ain't gonna be for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he know you got him. You got her.
Right.
You feel me? But a man gotta understand that. They have to feel that emotionally to see where a woman at. People don't understand, because they like, oh, she just snapped off for no fucking reason. Oh, it's a reason. You just don't know what the reason is, because you ain't never sat back and wait for it, or listen, or learn, or study your woman. So now you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Should be crazy.
I definitely hear you. Like, I'm telling you, I'm calling you Pastor Greg for a reason. Like, you on the shit. I felt it. Like, you can feel every word that he's saying. If you can't feel that, then I don't know what to tell you. You the ones that he's talking about. But Okay, so now we got a new segment that I started. It's called What Would You Do? So it's basically, what would you do in a situation? We're basically going to give our opinion or what we would do in that situation. So, what can I say? Like, what is a situation I want to think of that... Okay. What would you do if you came home from work? Now, I'm just thinking of something off the head, guys. I'm high right now. I'm just thinking of something. You come home from work and, you know, basic shit. You come home and you come in the house. You see clothes on the floor. And you like, what the fuck?
Right.
You hear the shower running. And then you hear noise in the bedroom. You go in the shower. It's a nigga in there washing up. And then in your bedroom, it's your significant other fucking a nigga. Yeah.
And it's not,
or
it's not
vice
a prank.
Versa. It's not a prank. Like, vice versa. If I come in and see my nigga with two females, you know, and one bitch in the shower, like, she either just got done fucking or she about to get ready fucking
or
some shit.
Let me tell you something. I think you're trying to bring my past up. I think everybody.
This happened?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, come on.
I was talking about the nickname,
it's
G-Man.
Be more popping tea.
Yeah, I probably would have killed everybody in there. Because, like I said again, a man can't take what. You feel me? What they dish out to a woman. I give it to a person that can walk away from that. And just everything go. Like, look, know what? I don't want to be with you more. You ain't shit.
I can do that too, but that's going to be after.
I'm not strong.
That's going to be after.
I probably would have shot everybody in the house. Or burnt the bitch while they in there. I don't know. I mean, like, I think everybody got to go.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Everybody got to go. And if
Lord,
I say it,
we gonna pray.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about fucking shit up. Now, I will black out. Whatever happened after that, it ain't my fault. But this nigga blatantly, like, no fucks given. He's killing everybody.
Mm-hmm. Her too. Oh, yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
And I'm gonna tell her, I love you, bitch. you did this to me? Boom, boom.
Oh, my gosh. I would go the fuck off. Like, it's
man,
just... I probably would be in fucking shock.
Fuck shot. Somebody getting shot.
And then...
Fuck that.
Like,
I'm not gonna say I am gonna say that. I am.
Because
what's mine is mine. You know what I'm saying? You giving mine away. Oh, you. I'm killing everything. I'm sorry. I had a woman that cheated on me a lot. I ain't gonna say her name either. Cause especially because you tagged me on Facebook and she is my Facebook girl.
I
ain't say her name. But
can I say a letter? A B C D.
No, we don't do all that either. But she had me fighting the whole 30.
Well, she don't know who you is, and I'm pretty
the whole,
sure.
Whole block. I fought
what's
the
your
whole
block?
Nigga. I fought the whole block. Cause her. There's eight niggas. I'm fighting. And me and my fault.
I want to know. Oh my God.
You feel me? And then it was I kept her. I don't know what made me cap her, but I kept her. And then she was playing games with me. But she didn't know that I knew where she was at. Because she wasn't at her mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the nigga house that I figured she probably was at. Knocked on the door and everything, and she was in there.
Oh my God.
So I'm ready to fight the whole house, but the nigga lived with his mother.
Yeah.
And I ain't wanna fight his mother. So I'm telling nigga come out the house. He's scared. She's scared. She runs, jumped in the car. All right, man.
Lord.
Yeah, I've been in situations like that.
I haven't been in one like that. Like, but I've been in one like when I came in from work, and I see some a bitching, and I'm like, what the fuck? And you saying some old other shit, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not the type to believe shit until proven innocent or whatever the shit is. Like, I get the fuck out of here.
Basically, you're guilty to be proven innocent.
Right. That shit.
I think that should be the way. Like, more likely you're guilty.
Yeah, like, I don't believe none of that dumb shit. Like, for real. It's just like, why would you even put yourself in a predicament to get caught?
Man, I was just talking to my girl about that. Because she was telling me something. We were talking about real deeply. And like I said, you know, I would never put myself in a predicament where it's an opportunity for me to cheat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know I had sex with this woman before, and she offered me to go out, even though you trust me and you know I'm strong, I'm not going to go out with her. Because there's drinks involved, she's twerking and this and that. That's vulnerability. You feel me? All that's vulnerability. Right. So why would I put myself in that predicament or put myself in that position to make the scene or anything can happen at that night, and then I wake up and don't remember what the fuck happened and why it happened or how it happened? So I rather say no. Baby, hey, let's go watch a movie. Let's go put this Netflix on. You feel me? Because I'm not about to do that. You feel me? And I feel as though anybody that think that they strong, when it comes down to alcohol and too much of it, it ain't too strong, man. Especially if you're attracted to that person. It's not about to happen.
I can't. Alcohol is, it could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because if you, it could be a good thing if you horny as fuck and you trying to get some sex and you drunk. Oh my gosh. I think that's probably when I get my best head. I'm not even gonna say that because I give heads good regardless. Sorry, this is like my bro, y'all, but yeah. But when you drunk, don't just leave me hanging. You don't think so? You ever been so fucked up and you ain't wanna just eat pussy, like just have some pussy?
I never had a complaint about my head, so I don't.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I'm intoxicated or sober. I'm freak period. I'm just a nasty freak.
We
period,
just talking
so.
About alcohol, what it does to you guys. Like, don't get anything twisted. This is my bro. I'm
oh,
sis.
Oh, no, ain't nothing. Yeah,
he got a girl. She's cool. You know, like, but
and,
you know.
And you used to be my bro.
We.
And I never crossed none of my family.
Used to is a good word. Strong keyword. It's going to stay like that. Used to. But, yeah. We just talking about alcohol, like how it plays a part and stuff. And it can be bad, because if you in a relationship, y'all both fucked up, or one of y'all fucked up, and one of y'all don't know how to control y'all fucking liquor.
Right.
My fucking right. Gosh. I be like, you know what? I can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's too fucking much.
Not a lot of people get in trouble.
I'm a smoker, but when I drink, like, I can control my liquor. Anybody, I can be fucked up. I can be white girl wasted.
Yeah.
And I can walk a fucking line. Yeah, I will be off that bitch walking, got my legs up, like tippy toe, all that shit. I can say my alphabets backwards.
For real?
Yes. I'm not gonna say no here, y'all. I can say it, but I'm not
playful
gonna say,
for that shit.
No, when it's time to get serious, like, you gonna get serious. And that, I ain't say serious, I said sir. So it's definitely gonna be real. When we get in some shit. But yeah, that we basically said what would we do about the little scenario. I basically said I would beat the bitch's ass, fuck him up. It would be, yeah, World War 3. But he said it's going to be RIP.
Oh, yeah.
He said it's going to be guns blazing. He on his Call of Duty battlefield. He coming in there with everything.
And I'm quiet too. So when I walk in and see this shit,
I'm Lord. and I see it on the news or some shit, I already know what the fuck happened.
Man, matter of fact, your cousin-in-law, Damon, he tell you all the time, I need a bodyguard when I go outside. You always in some shit. But that's my old son. I changed. I think I'm growing. I got growth now. You know what I mean? But I think that will take me back. That will take me all the way back.
That is,
and everybody got to go. I might torture some motherfucking body just for the pleasure of it. I won't do that shit.
That is crazy.
Don't play my heart, especially when a person go through so much and go through so much hurt. You see that happens. They got to go.
Yeah. And that's what we about to
and
talk about.
And we ain't
about
talking about DC beating out. Your feet. You got to go.
No, he didn't. But he is crazy, guys. We about to talk about, that's our next topic we about to talk about, is broken hearts and, you know, have you ever been with someone you love so much that it made you cry? And you know that was Brandy lyrics.
Yeah, I did. When I was young.
The question is, have you ever been with someone that you love so much and they broke your heart? How did they break your heart and how did you overcome it? Like, what was the situation? Like, you really fucked with this person. Like, it was the one, you loved her, you know, and then some shit happened and it completely, like, broke your fucking heart. Like, you never thought or... You know, you was really hurt by that shit. Like, your heart can really hurt.
Hey, let me tell y'all, Dior is funny as shit right now. I think she knows what she's doing.
Look, we talked about this, guys. I didn't listen. It's an all new show.
Yeah.
Like I told you guys, we going off the flow today. We not live. We're going to go live next week, and I got a guest today, so I said, you know what, fuck it, we're going to talk about some shit, because we both know each other, that's bro.
Yeah.
Everybody that been through the same shit as us, so it's not just you.
Yeah.
You passed the Greg right now, you supposed to be giving advice, because you have
but
been
now,
through.
But now you said what we had to do, though.
Well, we just had.
Now.
This basically... About the situation, we talked about growth far as friendship, relationship wise already,
right.
Growing up, growth, maturing, and this is similar, but this is basically the tea.
Yeah.
We want some tea, juiciness, and it's not even you. I'm gonna say my shit to you now.
Yeah, I'm about to say mine now.
We don't got that much longer, you know.
Well, again, the woman, I think yeah, a lot of people, when I'm tagged, cause a lot of people know what I'm talking about. When I say it, I knew her over 20 years, and to me, she was my everything. You know what I mean? And I was deeply in love with her. In high school, I liked her. I wanted to be with her, but I was a player. When we got out of high school, got older, I think I decided I wanted to be with her, and. I fell for her real hard. Fell in love with her. A whole lot. And she played me all the time. I knew it. Kept going back to her, this and that. But with the hurtful, the most, I even fought for her. A nigga that she claimed she wasn't even with. The whole time that was her boyfriend. Everybody kept telling me.
This is a disclosure, disclaimer.
And I fought the nigga for putting her hand on her. Everything. You know, I was there for anything. I did everything for her.
Yeah.
I ran. I didn't even have a job. And I hacked money up and made it happen just to take care of her, make sure she was good. You know what I mean? Like, a lot. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, anything you can think of, I probably did for her. And, there was this one situation that hurt me the most. She claimed that I did something disrespectful to her. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. She said I raped her.
Boy,
there's no way in the world I did that.
Well, we know
but
that.
But it's a situation where as though she was intoxicated the night before, but this is the morning time. She was comprehending and she replied to everything. She consented. All that. But I guess when she went back to sleep, woke up, she forgot everything that she consented to. And she blamed me of something that had never been in my blood. You know what I mean? And if she didn't remember, or didn't understand what was going on, she could have just talked to me about it. Instead of going around saying I did something that had never been me. Mm-hmm. And that hurted me, but what hurted me the most that she made a disclaimer to my brother and said, I see why his baby mother took his child away. Because he's foul. So now you insinuate that I would text my child. Everybody that knows me know my baby girl is my world. She's the one I changed for.
Right.
Everything about her is what makes me.
Definitely.
And that right there, I can never come back from. I could never be her friend no more. I couldn't. Even if she talked to me now, I don't think that I could be there. She did apologize about that part, and I feel a little better about that part, about my daughter, but I still don't think I can come back from that. Because I feel though, if I do talk to her, and I do forgive her for it, or anything, I feel I'm going against my child. Mm-hmm. I'm going against my child's honor. Because you just put my daughter's name in my name in bad blood.
Right.
And I always offend my child. If you can't understand that, then it's cool.
Of course.
Not saying you, but people that listen.
I know. Like, of course.
You can't understand, it's cool.
Right.
But that's a strong feeling that I have on my own. I'm an individual that has my own feelings. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though if you disrespect my child any kind of way, even if she's here or not here, I gotta honor my child's name. You know? So, that's what made me strengthen myself up. To get over me being in love with her, mm-hmm. and move on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. My daughter was my strength.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, back of the bad part, and back of my healer. You know what I mean? And that's how it happened.
I mean, that was just a lot. Like, I will be like, you know, speak your peace. Speak your peace at the end of the day. But, you know, I said give some tea, but I ain't say give the whole pot of tea.
Yeah.
But I mean, you definitely, of course, you know, people who know you, like I said, I knew you for so long, I know your character, and like I said, you speak your piece, we know what it is, everybody know what it is, and like you said, that person forgave you, whoever it was, you got your growth from it, you matured from it, and hopefully it'll get back to you.
And if you listening, I'm letting you know, I do forgive what you done and how you did it.
Right.
I'm just not going to ever forget it. And that's what's holding me from ever being a future with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I want to see anything bad happen to you. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I still hope the best for you. I still wish happiness for in your life. I still wish everything great for you. Because you're a great person in your heart. You just have to find yourself. You know, and get a lot of that negative out, you know,
right.
And start trusting and believing in good people in your life, because you had a lot of good people, and you messed up with a lot of good people,
yeah.
And that's why you can't find a good person right now,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, stay strong, stay blessed, and it's still love there, you know what I mean? That's not going to ever change, because that's true love.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just wish you greatness and I wish you joy, yeah. If you listening, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like I said, my strength is my strength and I moved on. And it's good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you supposed to, you overcame it. And that's why I said, it's a lot of people out there that listen and, you know, been through the same shit we've been through. Some people can't overcome it, and it's just like you try to give advice or just, you know, tell people your situation, hopefully to help change theirs. You know my situation, and
yeah.
I've been through so much. I try to leave the past at the past. Like, you know, I think of the situation, not of the person,
right.
Here and there. And I think of, when I think of it, I think of, like, happiness. Because I'm not in that situation no more, or I don't have to deal with that person anymore. Like, it's a good feeling. But it was hell sometimes. And then I feel like, because I'm not that type of person to just be like, oh, it was all him. It was both of us. Even with the physical. I would, even with the physical, it was both of us.
Oh, so you this
your
situation you're about to talk about right here?
I mean, I'm not.
I'm waiting for you.
I can go into detail, yeah, but you know, I got.
No, don't go into detail. Don't go into detail.
I'm just saying.
But it's your turn. I'm waiting for you, and when you start talking like that, I think I know where you're going.
I mean, I didn't do a lot, and with that person, it was just a lot.
But is it that person you want to talk about, or is it something worse than that?
No, it's nothing worse than that.
There you go.
I had years with this person, and then the thing about it was friendship.
I felt that between y'all.
It was friendship before anything.
I felt that between y'all. I really felt that. That's why I can't understand a lot of. You know what I'm about to say? Yeah. I can't understand what he accused me of.
Oh, but Lord. That
I did felt that ridiculous. Between y'all. I did felt that between y'all.
I mean, if who didn't? If you really think of it, like
yeah.
That person, family member, mm-hmm. even felt that way. Like they knew what it was, but it's just like it's a breath of fresh air now because when I was dealing with that person, it was just a lot. Like I don't know where to start. That's what I'm saying. Like. That's why I said I like to leave the past in the past, but it's like I don't know where to start from, like the drinking, the trafficking, the lies, the arguments, the abusive shit. Like it was just so much to deal with. But I was always that, and see, that's the thing with me. I want to say I'm not saying like overcoming it was. Even when I was still in that situation, I still, that's why I said I want to say it was both of us. Because, nigga, you do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. And I'm going to make sure it's worse. That person will tell you till this day, when I told him, you will regret it and I will make you suffer, he felt that. He felt all of that. So, I probably broke his heart before he broke mine. But in the same sense, I was in love with this person. I don't even want to say in love with him. I really loved him. I wasn't in love with him, but I really loved him to the point, like, of course, my heart was broken. Especially when he put his hands on me. And then, like, when we got to that point of putting our hands on each other, like, serious stuff, like, boiling hot water. Like, I done hit this nigga with lamps, and he done fucking hit me. Like, we got fire extinguishers, like all that shit. Like it was just a lot. And then him cheating and lying. Like at that point, I really didn't care. That's why it was like certain shit. I was just like fed up, and he felt that, and I made him feel that, and I let him know what it was. Like that's why I said it's bittersweet. I'm gonna say that it's bittersweet. But I'm so happy that I don't have to deal with that because it was a lot. It was a lot. And I think more of it came from the drinking. That was my issue. The drinking and the trafficking of him. And it was just like, that became too much. Especially if you can morn and noon night.
Not trafficking women.
No, we're not talking about trafficking.
Yeah.
We don't condone that.
Not the queens, man. No. Not the queens.
No, we're not talking about that.
You know, people don't know. You know, when you just say something, people make their own assumptions. I mean,
well, he was just occupied a lot. He was very busy a lot. And it was just like him drinking just made it worse. And it was just like I could not deal with that every day. 24/7, 365 days. It became an issue for both of us. And I just couldn't deal with him no more. And then when he did cheat, honestly, when I found out, I was already going through some shit with my aunt, the passing of my aunt, and all that situation. So at that, even before my aunt passed, I was just like, okay. Like, you could have told me, like, because I really don't give two fucks. Like, I'm just here because I'm here. At this point, you not here. And then once my aunt did pass and the situation became, you wasn't there for me in that moment, I really didn't give two fucks. Like, I'm to the point where I wouldn't care. And not of him, like, if something happened to him, I would care. I would be hurt by that. Because of course we had years and stuff. It's just like, I don't care what goes on with him right now anymore. Like, but I do, honestly, you want to know one thing, when we did break up, I honestly, if you're from Baltimore, I mean, everybody know about it now, but if you're from Baltimore, you know the Instagram page, Murder Inc.,
yeah.
Of with all the killings, people dying and stuff, but I honestly followed that page because, you know, I thought, you know, just to see if I would ever see that person on there, God forbid, knock on wood, just because of what, you know, he's been through and the shit that happened. But yeah, but I mean, I overcame it, like I said, while I'm still in that situation. And that's why I say, if anything, he I was the evil bitch. I was everything. And I ain't say I wasn't, but it wasn't, it was 50-50. But that's what I'm saying, guys. It's a lot of shit that I know you guys out there dealing with in relationships. And I guess my point of saying, like, bringing up this topic of being brokenhearted, and some people go back to that situation because they think that's fulfilling, or they think that's their soulmate or something. Like, but the whole time this person then broke your heart and probably then cheated, had a baby, or gave you an STD or some shit, and you just continue to be with that person, getting your heart broken. What does it take for a person to realize, like,
oh, that shit, it's not even realization. There's none of that, because they already know. They know because they talk to you about it.
Right.
When a person comes vent to you, they know.
Right.
They know they want answers, but a lot of times, that's why I tell people, be blunt with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them fake answers. Don't say, oh, girl, that baby fine. He literally love you. No. That nigga fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Be blunt with, if they stop being your friend, you know you did a good deal.
Right.
But they gotta hear it.
Right.
They gotta hurt them. You feel me? Because at the end of the day,
and what if they don't keep,
a person is not gonna listen. They gonna follow what they want.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna listen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, best believe, once, that's why I said it's not realization.
Mm-hmm.
Once they fed up,
right, true.
That's when it's done.
Right.
Once they fed up, once she done, she's like, you know what? I can't take no more. I'm fed the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna hear that person again? Gonna come back, girl. You was right, and I apologize for coming at you like that. This and that, because mm-hmm. they gonna feel bad because they already knew you was right. That's not the answer they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted you to console and cater to the feeling to make her go back because she loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, she had to feel fed up.
Right.
And that's why I don't. I might give you my advice and I might give you my opinion, but I'm not gonna feed too much into it. But I'm very blunt. I'm gonna give you what it is, 100. But I know, and I always state, I say, hear what I'm saying to you, but I know you're not fed up. When you're fed up, then you will understand. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I leave it like that. And everybody see, but a lot of people know me, so they know, oh, this nigga gonna tell me exactly what it is. Sometimes I don't wanna hear
right,
that.
Yeah.
Cause he was just saying, like, damn, you hurting me. You know what I mean? So I don't know how to cater feelings. I just know how to give it to you like this. You know what I mean? A lot of people know how to, oh, let me word this right, so they don't feel this way. Mm-hmm. I really don't give a fuck.
Right,
how you feel?
It is,
you came to me for advice, you hurting. So I'm gonna give you what the fuck it is.
Cause you gotta give them the real.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what the fuck? Don't sugarcoat the shit.
Don't do it. Please don't do it. And please, I'm telling y'all, don't do it. If that's your friend, if that's someone you love,
mm-hmm.
tell them the fucking truth.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much it hurts you or hurts them, say it, y'all. Tell them the truth. You feel me? Fuck everything else. You feel me? Fuck a situation. Oh, they pregnant. I want stress. No, fuck that. Babe, listen. Your man text me. Tried to text me. Tried to come at me. This and that. Girl, you need to get out of that. Fuck that shit. You gotta tell them. Because at the end of the day, once they found out you knew and you didn't say shit, now it's your fault.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah, oh, well, you knew me trying to do this and that. Mm-hmm. Why you ain't say nothing? Hit that shit in the bud from the jump. You feel me? Tell them, y'all. I'm telling you.
I'm over here just like, yeah, like, yo, he's speaking some real facts. Like, yo, I'm high, I'm fucked up over here listening to Pastor Greg. He's speaking facts. Like, if y'all don't listen and take these fucking advice that we're giving you, y'all gonna continue to be in the same shit. Like we said before, whether it's relationship or friendship wise, you gotta do what's best for you and just focus on you. If y'all can't communicate, if y'all can't compromise, then it's no point of trying to work anything out. Just let it be, let go and let God. That's that I always use that. Let go and let God.
Oh yeah. And shit, and sometimes I don't like to say that either, because somebody told me this before. This is a situation with me and my personal situation with my child. And somebody told me to let it go and let God. And I feel as though like this. Just because I let it go and let God, that I'm supposed not to feel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how can I ignore my feelings of what the fuck going on because I let God?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never understood that quote. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I don't know God. We all don't.
Right.
And we might know his presence. We might feel his presence. You know what I mean? But do we even know do he feel?
Right.
You know what I mean? Look at all the killing and everything that's going on. If he really felt, then he would took care of that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how, what God's plan is. I don't know what's going on. We never know.
Yeah.
And they say a lot of people, pastors and stuff, tell me, don't question him. Mm-hmm. But he gave you the freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. So my choice is to question. If I gotta question you, I can get an answer. If I can't question you, how can the fuck can I get an answer?
I mean, listen.
I'm just saying. I'm not an atheist.
Trying to take us to church.
I'm not an atheist. I'm not none of that.
Today is Friday.
I'm just
start of the weekend. Pastor Greg, he was preaching, and now he's trying to take us to church. It's the weekend. It is Friday. We is not about to do none of that shit right now, God. Excuse me, but we gonna let go and let God. It's above me now.
Yeah.
It's above you. It's above me now. It's above us. It's above everybody. But it's almost time for the show to be over. Oh, Greg's about to leave us.
They calling me.
We don't want him to get in trouble. He is on his way. He is definitely on his way. So, guys, thank you for tuning in to Be One Poppin' Tea podcast. It was a good show today. We had my friend Greg. I will be sharing and tagging him on his Facebook page. You want to say your information again before you go and leave us?
Yes, my Facebook is Gregory Pitts Jr. Like I said, on my Facebook, I do a lot of funnies. I put a lot of laughter. But I do a lot of advice, because you never know where someone need to hear something. You never know what they're going through on time. So I do post a lot of advice on my page. So if you want to check that out, that's cool. And my Instagram is gman125. So hit me up, y'all.
Okay, guys, there you go. And guys, you can check this podcast out at anchor.fm/podcast. Like I said, you can go on Google Podcasts and search Be More Poppin' Tea. And we are out of here, guys. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Talk to you guys later.